Good afternoon. Varying amounts of clouds today across interior New York and New England as some moisture off of the Great Lakes is producing some cloud cover and even a few flurries and snow showers in spots. Also, high clouds streaming in from the south, blotting out a little bit of the sunshine in the Hudson Valley east into southern New England. So variable cloudiness will lead to temperatures in the mid-30s on average today with a brisk northwest wind flow. Skies will be mostly clear this evening, then some high clouds will overspread the entire region overnight tonight, with lows dropping back into the lower 20s. For tomorrow, clouds will increase and thicken as a disturbance heads our way from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. It should be dry through the daylight hours, though, with highs in the middle 30s. That system will draw closer on Friday night and will have a little messy precipitation during the overnight period, mainly in the form of a little light snow and sleet before it changes to just plain rain showers and temperatures rise through the 30s. That disturbance will still be close by on Saturday with clouds and rain showers with highs reaching into the lower 40s. As that system moves through, we'll dry it out Saturday night, and this will set us up for a dry and sunny day on Sunday. Temperatures will bounce back down into the upper 30s for afternoon highs, and high pressure will dominate the weather into early next week on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs staying in the 30s. Things could get a bit interesting through the middle of next week as a couple of computer models are forecasting a low pressure center along the coast. The exact track of this low pressure center, and really if it forms at all, will determine what we get, but we'll go with at least a chance for some snow on Tuesday and highs in the mid-30s and leftover snow showers as that system departs on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the series of weather disturbances impacting the western United States will continue today. The next disturbance will bring more coastal rain and mountain snow to northern California, Oregon, and Washington, while a separate disturbance will impact portions of southern California, southern Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Precipitation amounts will vary, but could be locally heavy. Winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are in effect for the mountains of the Northwest. Meanwhile, the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Hagupit, located approximately 220 miles north-northwest of Koror in the western Pacific Ocean. Hagupit has maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour with gusts to 220 miles per hour. The typhoon is heading west-northwestward at 16 miles per hour toward the Philippines. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 10 below zero at Westby, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high 63 set in 1998, and the record low 9 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few snow showers in the mountains today, near steady temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Clear tonight with lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy today, highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. Mixed precipitation Friday night. Just rain showers, though, Saturday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny in the upper 30s on Sunday. Mid to upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. A chance of snow Tuesday in the mid-30s. And a few snow showers Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.